Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We'll have the Farmer's Almanac winter forecast in less than a minute, but the 199th edition is out at newsstands now with all kinds of information. Editor Pete Geiger.
Farmer's Almanac is filled with natural cleaners, facts on bats, helpful hints. For example, if you burn something on a pan, take anything that has tomato in it, a little bit of water, and boil it, and it takes out whatever's stuck on your pan. Something about cucumbers. Cucumber is not a vegetable, it's a fruit. Things that it can do for you. Top tips for healthier dogs, weather education. The Almanac is just filled with all kinds of sustainable living, things that help make life easy for everybody. And that's really what the Almanac has always been about. It was back in the 1800s, and it still is.
On winter forecast, they nailed the polar vortex two seasons ago, called for last winter's bitter temps, and this season?
We're saying that this winter is going to be deja vu. So we think it'll be similar to last year, but we do think it's going to be cold right through Kentucky. We think you can get a fair amount of snow. I don't think it's going to be any record setter.
In short, on page 40, unseasonably cold conditions for Kentucky. On their accuracy,
I think that we're in the 80% range. In some years, it's better. I think two winters ago, somebody told me I was 90% accurate. But I think if I said to you I'm in that 80% range, I think people would find that that's very true.
It's available now at tractor supply stores, Walmart, and newsstands everywhere. Look for the orange over green cover. We'll be right back.
From trees that need planting to decks that need building, you've got a lot to do. And for every digging project, you need to contact Kentucky 811 first. Well, now you can just go online to 811now.com. 811 Now is an online system that lets you complete, review, and submit all of your information in one simple online form. That means less time on the phone and more time for planning your project. So click before you dig and go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
We're back with Farmer's Almanac editor Pete Geiger and more on their winter forecast for Kentucky.
You're going to start seeing a little bit of it in the middle of November. You're going to see fair and cold for Christmas. And then there's going to be four or five storms in January, two, I would think, decent storms in February, and possibly one in the middle of March.
He feels they've done quite well, particularly on the winter forecasts.
Actually, last three winters, we've been right on the dot, and especially where the National Weather Service has been saying it would be a mild winter, we stuck to our guns. There's talk of an El Nino. If that happens, it could alter the predictions, but for the time being, I'm sticking with what I got.
They have a feature on five things you need in your car's glove box, one of which he'd recently forgotten about.
Well, actually, I needed it yesterday. If you're in the snow and your feet get wet, or you're in a puddle and you need to have dry socks, carry a pair of socks in your glove compartment. I wish I had done that yesterday, but I will from now on for the rest of my life.
We'll have a follow-up Farmer's Almanac feature next week. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.